that builds a nest out of mud.
I've never caught about anything other than just a wasp.
All right, and these things that you're walking along and they jump up in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Yeah, and small fish that are used for bait.
Minnows.
And something, those spider weaves and
a web.
And the parts of a tree underground.
The roots.
And would you name some different kinds of trees?
Oh, like the oak tree and the elm tree and the dogwood tree and...
How about the one with the, I don't know if you have, give them a shout, but you have one. They have large gray trees with kind of long limbs, very big trees.
Sycamore.
Yeah. And George Washington chopped down a...
Cherry tree.
And this is a bush that sometimes gets 15 feet high, 10, 15 feet high. They have red, bright red leaves in the fall. Sue or shoe something.
I don't think I know.
Sumac or shumac or shumac. Those.
Sumac is the only thing I've, you know, if I pronounced it at all, the way I pronounced it, I'm not familiar with it.
This is the kind of vine that you get a rash from.
Poison ivy.
Yeah. And different kinds of berries.
Blackberries, strawberries, blueberries.
Kind of bumpy ones.
Raspberries.
Yeah. And if you're talking to some children out in the woods, you better not eat those berries because some of these berries might be
poisonous.
You know, that always works with informants. They always respond right to that, but almost everyone, nobody's ever told me any poisonous berries.
Magnolia tree.
Yeah. And then something similar to that. Starts with an R. It's in the same general family. What other things do you think of that are kind of like the magnolia? Rhode. Has shiny leaves.
Not rhododendron.
Isn't rhododendron something like that?
Well, maybe it is. I think of that as strictly, you know, a mountain wildflower. And I don't think of the magnolia. I always think of it more as a cultivated.
How about mountain laurel?
Mountain laurel. Yeah, those are also native to the mountains here. You know, I don't think of those. People do transplant them and grow them here, but I never think of those as being native.
Are those three different things, mountain laurel, rhododendron?
No, they're different.
Do some people call rhododendron laurel in some parts of...
Well, it's easy to get them confused because they bloom all at the same time and all that sort of thing, but they're really very different.
Okay. Now, talking to me in emergency, I have to ask my...
husband.
And he might say, I have to ask my...
wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is
a widow.
And the people who raise you are your...
parents.
And your female parent is your...
mother.
And your male parent.
Father.
What did you call your mother when you were a child?
Mother.
And always just... And your...
mother and sometimes mama, but mostly mother.
How about your father?
Daddy.
All right. And what do your children call you?
Mama.
And what do they call your husband?
Daddy.
Okay. And your grandparents?
I notice when they talk about him to somebody else, or when they talk about me to somebody else, they use mother and father every time. It always surprises me. So they say, my daddy does so and so. I notice they say, my father does.
When you spoke of your father, what did you say?
I think I always said daddy does so and so, which is probably sort of surprises me if they change.
Yeah.